Back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Remember, as a reminder, hey, you can listen to the show on the go. We make it so easy. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to StreamYSR.com. That's StreamYSR.com, and normal data rates apply. Okay, so we're going to shift gears a bit. We're going to reflect on the Baltimore Orioles and where they stand at this point. It is so good to have with us Baltimore Suns national baseball writer, Orioles reporter. That, of course, is Dan Connolly. How are you this evening, Dan?
Good, Lisa. How are you?
Okay, so let's update our audience and kind of summarize the Orioles season up to this point. We got three months remaining in the season. Is the best baseball ahead?
They would certainly hope so. I mean, they've been so kind of enigmatic, this entire first half. Put together some winning streaks, finished the first half losing 10 of their final 13. So, you know, really going into the last couple months of the season, they hope they're more the team that, you know, looked really good at the end of June, early July.
Okay, so the trade deadline, it is set for July 31st. With the Orioles, will they be buyers or sellers? I mean, what kind of movement are you anticipating, Dan?
Well, you know, Dan Duquette traditionally will make moves. That's been his thing. They're usually under-the-radar moves. They're moves that don't usually grab the headlines. Last year's big move, which ended up becoming a really big move, both the positive and the negative, was trading for Andrew Miller, who stabilized the Orioles' bullpen. He was a shutdown left-handed reliever that they needed. And, it was a great trade for the Orioles at the time, helped them get into the playoffs, helped them make a run to the ALCS. Then Miller leaves for the Yankees as a free agent at the end of the year, and the guy who they traded to the Red Sox to get Miller, Eduardo Rodriguez, is a flaming throwing left-hander who's been pretty good for the Red Sox. So, it's a situation where Duquette will look at those kind of things. He'll try to improve the team. He told us recently that he expects to do something to make this team better. Now, if everything falls apart, could they be sellers? Sure. I mean, they have 8 pending free agents.
From the outside looking in, I mean, what do you think would be the biggest key move in terms of to get some reinforcements? I mean, the bullpen, they need help.
Well, they could use the left-handed shutdown reliever they lost in Miller. I mean, that's something that they certainly, they have a very strong bullpen. Adding that piece would make a great bullpen, similar to the way it was last year. We've seen how important bullpens are in the last couple of years, 6, 7, 8 or 7, 8, 9 guys, and how truly important that is. Honestly, what this team needs more than anything else is an ace. It needs to go out and get a top-of-the-line starting pitcher. The problem with that is they really don't have enough to get that guy. Their farm system is down some, and truly the only guys that they have that are real honest-to-goodness centerpieces right now, young guys with major upside, would be guys like Manny Machado, Jonathan Scope, and Kevin Gausman, and they're not getting rid of any one of those three. So, my guess is, they won't go out and get that ace, even though that's the thing that they need more than anything else.
Now, let's shift gears. Let's talk about the new book that you have released, The Ultimate Resource for True Orioles Fans. Tell us about the book. There's some great things in here, and to relive some amazing memories.
Right. It's called 100 Things Orioles Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, and it really is a list of maybe, say, 700 to 1,000-word chapters of the most important people and things in Orioles history. And, I go all the way back to the 1890s, to the National League Orioles for a chapter, and a little bit of Babe Ruth, who was an International League Oriole. But for the most part, it focuses on from 1954 until the present, until 2014, and it really looks at all the important times, moments, and people, in the franchise. I mean, that includes the 6th World Series, and their World Championships with that. It includes, Jeffrey Mayer, the kid from New York, taking the ball away from Tony Tarasco in 1996. I mean, pretty much everything you can think about in Orioles history, whether you're an Orioles fan or just know about baseball history, hopefully is in this book.
Well, you talk about some of the important time and moments, but how about the historic combinations with Cal Ripken?
Right. I mean, we could almost do 100 things you need to know about the Ripken family.
There you go. That's your follow-up book right there. Love it.
There's so much to it. It's funny because when they first approached me about the project last February, they wanted me to order the most significant things in Orioles history, at least the first 25 or 50. After that, kind of, all kind of blends together. But the first 25 or so, they wanted a pure order. My very first chapter is called The Oriole Way, which was kind of the blueprint of all those great teams from 1966 to 1983 that only lost one season in that entire time. Kind of how they were all built and kind of the fundamentals and doing things the right way and the little things. And so I focused that on number one. I made Brooks Robinson two, but then Ripken was three and Ripken's streak was four.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a later chapter about Ripken's streak ending and the Ripken family. And I mean, so there's a whole lot of Ripken in here, and there has to be because he and the family was so, you know, integral to the Orioles system.
The foreword is written by a Jim Palmer. What did he share?
You know what? He's one of the best resources in all of baseball. I mean, Jim is the only player for the Orioles to have played in all six of those World Series. He's the only player in baseball history to have won a World Series game in three different decades. And so, you know, he's now a broadcaster with the Orioles. He's been around the organization since the 1960s. And so he basically talks kind of a little bit about, you know, just what the organization's like for him for growing up and staying in it, and what Buck Showalter has kind of done to kind of bring it all back together. The most interesting thing for me, I would say, is that as an Orioles fan and someone who's also listened to, you know, grew up as an Orioles fan, then covered the team as an objective journalist, but also listened to Jim Palmer talk, you know, all these years as a broadcaster. There was a story he talked about his career almost coming to an end that I had no idea of, and I didn't know it until I interviewed him and he gave me the information. And to me, it's a fascinating story about how his career just kind of went full circle.
That, of course, has been Dan Conley tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Go out and get a copy of his new book, 100 Things Oriole Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. You can also check out Dan at the Baltimore Sun. And what is the website for that, Dan?
BaltSun.com is our website. You just go there. And we also, I'm on Twitter, Dan Conley Sun. That's S-U-N on Twitter. And so we're everywhere now. Blogs, our Orioles Insider blog on BaltimoreSun.com as well.
Outstanding. We look forward to having you back on the show. Thanks so much.
All right, nice talking to you. Take care.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online as we are interactive at eRadio Sports, and we will be right back with much, much more tonight at YSR.